Vesa Carla Behrens. A retrospective exhibition features works by the late Vesa artist Carla Behrens. Until Saturday, October 2, 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue 780-460-5990 and vesa-art.com. Art Gallery of St. Albert House Illuminates by Amy Lowen is the new structural exhibit in the gallery's main exhibit space. Visitors can take in the opening receptions with artist talks to take place both on Saturday, October 2, either from 2 to 3 p.m. or from 3 to 4 p.m. guided virtual tours with curator Emily Baker to take place on both Tuesday, October 5 starting at noon and on Friday, October 22 at 3 p.m. In-person tours with curator Emily Baker are scheduled for both Thursday, October 14 at noon and Thursday, October 28 at 4 p.m. Artist Amy Lowen will be available to meet with visitors to the gallery on Saturday afternoon. Noons throughout the exhibition's run. Until Saturday, November 13, the Staircase Gallery will feature the exhibition called Through the Tide by Diana Ohiozabau. Until November 6, 19 Perron Street, 780-460-4310, Art Gallery of Stalbert.ca. Gallery at 501 Amplify is an exhibit created to celebrate and amplify the voices of contemporary Alberta artists with a focus on notions of identity in their work. It features four local artists who express their perspectives through portraiture and figurative artwork. Look for works by Diana Ohiozabau. The Art Gallery of St. Albert's August Artist of the Month, whose Staircase Gallery show Through the Tide closes in November, along with Elsa Robinson, Asia Loudon, and Renice Boudin. Until October 30, Reckoning, Unraveling, Reclaiming, A Journey to Self, features regional writer-in-residence Nisha Patel, along with Temi Phillips and Adetola Adedipe, a lot of poetry. Until October 6, Gallery at 501 is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a focus on amplifying more voices of Alberta artists and increasing community connection. New exhibits include work from BIPOC artists, Alberta authors, and Gallery at 501 members. Through virtual and in-person programs, artist talks, social media engagement, and multi-sensory exhibit experiences, Gallery at 501 continues to support, inspire, and grow a love of the arts while providing a welcoming space for all. 120-501 Festival Avenue in Sherwood Park, 780-410-8585, strathcona.ca/gallery501dc3. Art Projects multimedia artist and filmmaker Aaron Munson is in full meditation as part of his new installation exhibit called Sit Still Take Notice. As Munson sits for 8 hours a day over the course of 30 days, six 3D printers will be working to produce hundreds of black and white Buddha heads. At the same time, collaborator sound artist Gary James joins as combining the sound of the printers with a six-channel generative sound score featuring a series of six individual pure tones. Nikola Tesla postulated that when these would be presented together, individually in a pattern surrounding the listener, that it would have the potential of opening the human pineal, aka the spiritual third eye. Until October 3, 10567 111 Street in Edmonton. AaronMunson.com/art-1/sit-still-take-notice-dy3corpiady3corpia is the third iteration of Discorpia, Future Intersections of the Body and Questions. It is being held virtually, hosted in a digital twin of Enterprise Square Galleries, where the first DYSCORPIA exhibition was mounted in 2019. Visit discorpia.com/di3corpia to view work by St. Albert Intermedia artist Brad Nesick, and filmmaker, cinematographer, and multimedia artist Aaron Munson, among many others. Mosaic, the Institute for Sexual Minority Studies and Services at the University of Alberta, is hosting a virtual exhibit in celebration of Pride 2021. The show features two SLGBTQ+ artists from Greater Edmonton who created a mosaic that encapsulates the beauty and individuality that lies within each of us, as well as the collective strength they hold as members of the two SLGBTQ+ community. Featured among the artists is local Decho Dean artist Coral Madge, who makes traditional beaded works under the name Big Bear Moccasins. Visit ualberta.ca/isme/events/pride-week/mosaic.html to see the show. Events Month of the Artist is a provincial initiative that takes place throughout September. In conjunction with that celebration, the Alberta Foundation for the Arts is marking its 30th birthday with a social media campaign to encourage citizens to hashtag take part in art. afta.ab.ca/take-part-art-alberta-culture-days takes place September 24 to 26 with 123 events scheduled in St. Albert. alberta.ca/alberta-culture-days.aspx